Bales or BU?
Bundles.
Okay, BUS?
Bushels.
Sure, okay. All right, what about this word? If you have some oats, what do you say you did to the oats to separate the grain from the chaff? You know, it's kind of more or less beating the oats to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Oats,
okay, let's see. The word I'm looking for begins with a TH. THR. ASHED.
Thrashed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I've got a bunch of pronouns here, these expressions. Say, if we have to do a job together without using our names, I would say that Ann have to do this.
You and I.
All right. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. What if you and a man were coming over to see me, again, without using names, you'd say that Ann are coming over?
You and I?
Well, if it's another man, you point to him and say that Ann. Who and I? Without using his name, it's just another man sitting there. You'd say that Ann and I are coming over?
He and I.
All right. Okay, if you're going to identify yourself without using your name, let's say if you knocked on my door and you knew I'd recognize your voice, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just
me.
Okay. And if you were identifying a man that way, you might say, open the door, it's just
him.
And if it's a girl, you say it's just
her.
And several people, it's just
them.
Okay. This expression, if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as
I am.
All right. Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than me. Okay. This expression, if a man's been running for 2 miles and at the end of the second mile he just has to stop, you say that 2 miles is he could go. That's the limit, that's it. After 2 miles, you know, could put 2 miles is what he could go.
2 miles is...
I'm looking for something like, some people say all the furthest, the farthest he could go, the furthest
2 miles
he could...
is all he can go.
All right, talking about possessives. If something belongs to me, you'd say that's...
it's yours.
All right. If it belongs to both of us together, it's...
ours.
If it belongs to him...
it's his.
And to her...
hers.
And to them.
Them. Theirs.
Okay. All right. See if you have a party over here, and a group of people are leaving, and you're talking to them all together, you might say, well, come back again.
Y'all.
All right. Now, that word y'all, talking about the possessive, if you're talking to the people as a group, referring to their car, you might ask them all, well, is that car? You don't know.
Is that you all's car?
Yeah, sure, okay. Anything besides you all's, you might say, mean the same thing. Talking about several people.
Is that everyone's car?
Okay. Have you ever heard people say y'all's car?
Yes, y'all's car.
You say that yourself?
Yes. Okay. Is that y'all's car?
What about y'all's?
No.
Don't say that.
No.
Okay. This expression, if you were not able to go to a party, and you were asking me about it, and you wanted to know everybody who had been there, what would you ask me?
Who was at the party?
All right. And if I had been to hear somebody give a talk, and you didn't get to go, and you wanted to know what the man had to say, what would you ask me?
What did the man talk about?
Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like, who all was at the party? What all did he say?
Yes.
You said yourself? You
yes.
Think? You would say,
who all was at the party? What all did he say?
Okay. All right. Talking about that expression, who all, if you were going to use the possessive, you might ask about somebody's children, try to find out who they belong to. You might ask children today.
Who's all children today?
Okay. And this expression, if nobody will after the